Supermarket Shop. Hello, I am Gary Smith, and you're listening to Radio 2. Today, we're going to talk about the growth of the supermarket and the effect that it's having on small communities. I want to introduce Sarah, who is here with us in the studio today.
Hello.
So, what effect are large supermarkets having on small towns?
Well, some people say that they're destroying small towns. These days, you can buy just about everything from supermarkets. In the past, people used to get these things from specialist shops in the town centre. But now, these specialist shops, places such as the greengrocers, the butchers and the bakers, are having to close down because people are shopping in supermarkets instead.
Why is this?
Well, supermarkets offer a wider selection of goods. Prices are also usually lower because a supermarket can buy in bulk and therefore save money. So, in short, a supermarket offers more choice at a cheaper price, which is bad news for small shops.
Okay, but how are these supermarkets destroying town centres? Surely it just means that people are going to a different place to buy things.
Well, by nature, supermarkets have to be big. In many cases, they can't be in the centre of a town because there isn't enough room. So big supermarkets such as Tesco's and Sainsbury's buy large areas of land on the outskirts of the town. This means that people have to leave the centre of the town. And the result is that lots of the small businesses have to close, leaving the town centre like a ghost town, with no one to be found there during the day. It's quite sad, really, and many people preferred life before. It's also bad for the environment, as more and more people have to use their car to do the shopping.
Well, that does sound quite sad. We can see how communities are changing quickly. Thank you for coming here to talk to us about this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.